So Adam Teicher's on injured reserve.
That's what you think.
AJ Jenkins didn't practice today. Neither did Eric Cush. So you have the concussion with AJ, and he's actually doing very well. And then Cush with the shoulder, he's getting better. So I think they'll both be ready for Tennessee. Doris already talked to you about the personnel part of it, but it's great to have our team together here and have an opportunity the last couple of days to work with them. We've got a big challenge ahead with Tennessee, and we look forward to that preparation for that starting on Wednesday. Players will be off tomorrow, and they'll be back in Wednesday ready to go. Time's yours.
Looks like Santos won the penalty kick battle. Just talk about what went into that. When did that really crystallize that he was your guy?
Yeah, now listen, I mean, suck up. He's been a phenomenal player here. So it was a competition that really came down to the two of them, and Santos beat him by a hair. And so we went that direction with it. It could have gone either way, but he's going to hook on with somebody and kick in this league for a long time. And Ryan will. So I mean, it's. Yeah, but we're
this week.
Yeah, there's a good chance of that. Yeah.
So what is, I mean, Cairo, I mean, going with a rookie, I mean, there's a little bit of a, I guess you did that with Henry in Philly.
No, I did, and then I had Akers before that. So I did some of the kick. I actually kept two kickers his rookie year. Listen, he didn't flinch during that competition, and so you got to give the kid credit for that. Now he's got to take care of business here and in the games in the real games, not the preseason, but the real games here. And we have confidence that he'll do that. Yeah.
I got one more for you before. McGlynn, I mean, we talked a little bit about after the game the other night. He came in without a practice, came in here and played. And
yeah.
It looks like you're counting on him for that left guard.
Yeah, well, you know, Mike's got a lot of experience in this league. He knows the offense. He was with me in Philadelphia for a few years there. So. He can play both guard and center for you, which makes him, which ups his value there. So, he's a good football player, and he got a little work in the other night in Green Bay and did a nice job.
How's it feel for you to have Alex Smith tension down? That's kind of the rearview mirror.
Yeah, listen, I'm proud of Doris and his crew and Tom and their crew of just getting it done. And it allows us to have a heck of a football player here and person, good leader in the locker room. All the players were fired up for him. Sometimes you don't see that on teams. You know, guy does a big deal, and then you have jealousies here or there, but that's not the way this crew was. So, we're excited for him, and now he gets to go out and just play football again and not worry about all that.
You're able to keep four quarterbacks, too.
Tyler, we got to get him back healthy. He's got a high ankle sprain there, so we got to get him back off of that. But it's great to be able to keep all of them. They all did a good job this camp, so we're fortunate.
When did he get hurt? Did he get hurt on the sack?
I believe it was. To be honest with you, I didn't go back and really analyze it, but he was complaining about it on the sideline there. So talking about.
Yep. Kelsey McCray, you just recently traded for him. He makes your 53. What about him is standing out to you?
Kelsey, you're saying?
Yes,
yeah. We have the two Kelsey. So Kelsey McCray, you're talking about. Yeah, I got you. Kelsey's a good special teams player, and he's also a young, good safety. I mean, the reps that he's had, he's done a nice job with. Very physical, and he's got great size, speed.
Comfortable is he in the system?
Well, he's learning. He's kind of like the guys we brought in last year, Coop and Parker and those guys. So he's getting used to it and learning as we go on the run, as it's all right.
Adam, last one. Andy, what are you going to do with five halfbacks?
Use them. Is that like an under the thing, like we don't run the ball enough?
No.
All right. You better not be. I'm going to get that other arm.
Guy plays a lot. What are you going to do with the other four?
Yeah. Yeah, well, listen, what you do is you want to keep the best players. So we felt out of the group that we had, and this is Doris and how he operates, which is the right way to do things, is you keep the guys that you feel are the best 53 or, whatever number you put on it, you keep those guys. So we felt that the four of them were that, and you know, we roll from there.
Were you kind of eager to get McKnight rolling a little bit, given his injuries during the first part of camp?
No, I was. You know, he's a good football player. He just had that setback with his leg there, his knee, and we feel like he's just kind of coming around and getting through the camp leg phase of it. Actually, the Green Bay game was probably the first sign of it we had that he felt better. But we know how talented he is. He's a good kickoff return guy. He's actually played nickel for Bob and with the Jets on the defensive side, and then he's a good running back. So he's got a lot of skill level.
All right. I know it's early, but can you imagine he'll be active against Tennessee?
I haven't got quite that far. We'll have to see how all that goes.
All